Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. France's President Emmanuel Macron says a truce between Ukraine and Russia could be agreed to in the coming weeks. He was speaking to Fox News after his visit to the White House, designed to keep Donald Trump on side. Mr. Macron repeated that European leaders were willing to be part of security guarantees for Ukraine after Mr. Trump's insistence the continent shoulder the cost. Mr. Macron is the first European leader to visit since Washington's dramatic pivot towards Russia. Mr. Trump said he wanted a deal with President Putin as soon as possible.
We're working on deals right now, transactions right now, and in particular, the big one is to get the war stopped, whether it's ceasefire or direct to an agreement. I'd like to go directly to an agreement, but ceasefire will always happen a little bit quicker. And every day you're saving thousands or at least hundreds, but thousands in some cases lives. So we want to see if we can get that done.
Washington's changing stance on the war on Ukraine has been highlighted at the United Nations, where its UN envoy has repeatedly voted alongside Russia. Marking 3 years since the invasion, the Security Council adopted a resolution calling for an end to the conflict that contained no criticism of Moscow's aggression. France and Britain abstained after their attempts to amend the wording were vetoed. Barbara Woodward is the UK's permanent representative.
What, how, and on what terms this war ends can only be decided by negotiations with Ukraine. No peace will be sustainable without Ukraine's consent. We regret that our proposals making these points clear were not taken on board, and as such, we could not support this resolution.
The Vatican's latest medical bulletin on Pope Francis says there's been a slight improvement in his critical condition. The 88-year-old is spending an 11th night in hospital for double pneumonia. Here's Sarah Rainsford.
This is the most positive statement on the Pope's health in a couple of days, although his condition is still described as critical. But the Vatican says he is showing some slight improvement. He needs a little less oxygen than before to help him breathe, and some of his laboratory tests look better. We also know Pope Francis is not bedridden, he is eating, and this afternoon we're told he was able to do some light paperwork. He also managed a short call, again, to a Catholic parish in Gaza.
The Israeli military says it has struck two launch sites in the Gaza Strip, including one from which a projectile was unsuccessfully launched earlier on Monday, landing within the Palestinian territory. Meanwhile, the Strip's Hamas-run Civil Defence Authority said an Israeli drone strike near a school in Rafah wounded two Palestinians. BBC News. A US federal judge has thrown out a request by the Associated Press News Agency to restore its access to presidential events. The AP has been prevented from attending because it's refusing to call the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, and as is now US government policy. Donald Trump has welcomed Apple's decision to invest $500 billion in the United States over the next 4 years. Mr. Trump took credit, saying Apple had faith in what his administration was doing. Our North America business correspondent Michelle Fleury is in New York.
I think this is a strategic move on the part of Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, who is a canny operator for a couple of reasons. On the one hand, the Trump administration has made it very clear that its priority is to try and promote manufacturing here on American soil, and this certainly plays into that. That being said, a lot of these plans probably kind of fit into a broader vision that Apple might have pursued anyway. It has been looking for a while now to try and diversify its supply, so it's supporting moves that are consistent more broadly with what Apple is doing.
Two Senegalese migrants have been honoured by the Spanish city, where they risked themselves to try to help a gay man who was being fatally attacked. Ibrahima Diak and Magat Njai have been recognised as adopted sons of A Coruña. The mayor described their actions as pure altruism. Samuel Luis's killing in 2021 shocked Spain and sparked nationwide protests. Clint Hill, the Secret Service agent who tried to save President John F. Kennedy during his assassination, has died at the age of 93. Mr. Hill leapt onto the back of the president's limousine after Mr. Kennedy was shot in Dallas, Texas in 1963, trying to shield him from further volleys. That's the latest. BBC News.